Okay, today's daf is Shkalim Yerushalmi daf Lamed Gimel, and we are on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph towards the top. Amar Rabbi Yochanan on the third line. So we're talking about, if you remember the Mishnah that we had back in on daf Lamed Aleph, and the Mishnah tells us that there is a machlokas tanoim when somebody is makdish something stam. Do we say that he's makdish at lebedek abayis, or is it legavoa? Do we say it's all going for value kedusha and it all has to be redeemed? Even that was Rabbi. The first shita was that even if it is animals that are roy for the mizbeach, still no. We say Rabbi Lezer says kachib. It's kachib bedek abayis. If you sell those and you get the and you get the value and you give it to Bethek Abayis, even though those carbonos, you do sell to those who would need it. Right? That's in the middle of Lamed Aleph and Aleph. We had those Hamakdash Dechasev, and there is Behemas Ru'uyos Agabayim Mizbeach. Rabbi Lezer says that you sell them to the Tzarchei Olos, but the money goes to Bethek Abayis, because that's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Yeshua says Stam Hektish is Ligavoa. And not just lemizbech legavoy, you assume it's all for ola, and therefore even the animals that are roy for a different carbon, you have to sell and bring those to be an ola. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that was the Mishnah. And we just had a discussion, and the Gemara is going to relate them now. We just had a discussion, this is why the Gemara brought it in here. What happens if a makdish a nekeva for animals that have to be a zachar? Right, there are a certain number of animals that have to be a zachar, an ola, a pesach, an asham. All of those are male animals. If I'm makdish in a keva, so we have three shitas in the Tanaim, what's the status? So one opinion is meaningless. It doesn't have any kedushas mizbeach at all because it's not roy to be the carbon that you were makdish it for, and therefore it doesn't have any kedushas aguf. That was the second version of Rabbi Shimon. Right, that was the second version of Rabbi Shimon. That was Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Bishim Rabbi Shimon, Eino Osa Tmura. Right? Eino Osa Tmura can't make a Tmura, means it doesn't have any Kedushas Aguf, because we mentioned last time that Tmura requires Kedushas Aguf. Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama said no. The Tanakama said it is Osa Tmura. It does create some level of Kedushas Aguf, so even though it's not Roy for the carbon that you're maklishin, but it does create some level. And Rabbi Shimon says, well, it depends. For an ola, it is osa tmura, because you could have an akeva that's an ola, ola sa'of, but you can't have the asham and the pesach. We'll have to get back to those shitas, by the Shem, today. But the Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, where we're up to, third line, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, for Rabbi Yoshua, Shneim Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Shimon, who just said the last Rabbi Shimon shita, Rabbi Shimon, who said that if I'm makdash an akeva for any of these animals, it only has klushas bedek abayis. It has no kedushas aguf, and therefore, right, like we just said, Rav Shimon Omer, kol asman einam kedoshim. Right, it's not kedush at all. You want to make an akeva into a pesach or into an asham or to the pesach, the ola. It can't be. It doesn't, and therefore, it must be that it's not kedush at all. So we're going to say that Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah says the same thing. Because what did Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah say? Rabbi Yeshua was the one that said that if somebody has animals in this group, and Rabbi Shua held like the second shita, like Stam Hektish is Ligavoa. And what do you do then? And what do you do when Stam Hektish is Ligavoa? The males you send to be Olas, and the other animals, the Nekevas, what do you do? What do you do with the Nekevas that can't be Olas? You sell them to people who need these Karbanos, and they're able to bring them as a Karban. One second. The Gemara is going to say this explicitly, but first I'll say it outside. If they have any level of Kedushas Haguf, these Nekevas that you designated as, according to Yeshua, Stam Hektish is Lugavoa, then you wouldn't be able to bring this as a different carbon, as a Shlamim, because it already has Kedushas Haguf, a little bit of an Ola. So it must be that Rabbi Yeshua also in our Mishnah holds that when you're Makdish and Nekeva for one of the carbonos that have to be male, it gets zero kedusha, because that's the only way that it could switch to a different type of carbon. Let's see that inside. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua, Shneim Amru Davar Echad. Kamad, Rabbi Yeshua, right? Rabbi Shimon, we just said. Rabbi Shimon just said, right? The second version of Rabbi Shimon that we just said that if I am makdash in a keva for an ola, pesach or an asham, ein osa tmura. There's no tmura. It's not kedusha zaguf at all. So we're going to connect that to Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah. Kamad, Rabbi Yeshua, Amar. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? Remember, Rabbi Yeshua is the one in our Mishnah that said, Stam Hektish is Lagavoa. And therefore, if there are animals here that are males that could be for an ola, goes for an ola. And what about the animals that are nekevas? What does the Mishnah say? You sell them for people who need shlamims. You sell them for people who need shlamims. It must be that it has no kedushas aguf itself, or else it wouldn't be able to switch to a shlamim, right? Come on, Rabbi Yeshua Amar nekeva laola lo kitcha lahekdash damim. Just like Rabbi Yeshua says in our Mishnah that a nekeva for an ola doesn't have any kedushas aguf; it only has kedushas damim. Kain Rabbi Shimon Amar nekeva laola lo kitcha lahekdash damim. So too, that's what our Rabbi Shimon here that says if you're makdash a nekeva to be a carbon ola, it's only as a value kedusha hekdash damim. And now we explain itemar kotcha hekdash guf. If you say in our Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's any type of kedushas aguf on this animal, yiru, then it should have to be grazed and get a mum first before you could give it for those who need shlamim. So it must be that Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi Shimon. Again, it's a little ironic when you first learn the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua is the one in the Mishnah that says, stam hektish is legavoa. Remember, Rabbi Eliezer has stam hektish by the Kabbayis, that's what we paskin. Rabbi Yeshua says, stam hektish is legavoa. And therefore, what do? Everything's got to go to Ola. And therefore, if you have male karbanos, they're hooked to us as an Ola. If you have a nekeva, you sell those to people who need shlamims. You take that money and buy carbon olas with it. But those animals that you sold to people who need a carbon shlamim, how could they be makar that as a shlamim? If it had any little bit of kedushas haguf for Ola, it wouldn't be able to be hooker for the shlamim. It must be there's no kedushas haguf in these animals. That's a nekeva related to an Ola, and that's exactly the shita of Rabbi Shimon, exactly as we have said. Okay, now let's get back to what we were saying before, the different shitas on the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Fascinating discussion coming up. Right, so remember, the Gemara says, if I'm makdish in a keva for animals that the karbanos that are supposed to be males, it doesn't work, right? You can't bring the animals for Asham, Ola, Pesach. Those three are the ones that are under discussion. So we had one shita, Rabbi Shimon, the second Rabbi Shimon shita. None of them get any kedusha. They all have only a kedushas damim, and therefore they're not osa tmura. You can't make a tmura. Remember, tmura requires kedushas aguf. The first opinion said they all achieve some type of kedushas aguf, even though they're not. You can't be makr of them as the karbanos that you were makdish. And then we had the middle shita, and that's what we're going to focus on. What was the middle shita? Rabbi Shimon, the first Rabbi Shimon shita, Rabbi Shimon said, for an ola, osa tzmura. Why? Because what do you mean? A nekeva can't be an ola? No. But there's ola sa'of. So it's within the category. So nekeva, and ola is not mufka totally from nekevas, because you can bring an ola sa'of. That's what Rabbi Shimon said. But Pesach and Asham, they're totally mufka from Nekevas. So now we're going to talk about those comments. Here we go. Amar Rebbe. We're going to go with the Tikkun Chadatin's Girsa and the Girsa that's based on the Gemara elsewhere. So add in a word. Ein. Rebbe says, Ein ani roas divrei Rebbe Shimon bePesach. I don't agree with Rebbe Shimon on Pesach. Meaning, what did the last Rebbe Shimon say? Rebbe Shimon says, that if you're makdish in a keva for a Pesach or anything, meaningless. So Rebbe's going to say, no. I don't think it's meaningless. If you're makdish in a keva for a Pesach, I don't think it's meaningless, because we've already learned a number of times over the past couple of months in Masechet Pesachim 2, switch the girsa, shemosar Pesach bashlamim. Leftover Pesach, remember, it turns into a shlamim. If you have a carbon Pesach a week after Pesach, let's say you've lost it and then you found the, used another one, then you found the original one, Moser Pesach is a shlamim. So therefore, says Rebbe, Nekeva and Pesach are not too totally a non-mufka. You're telling me if you're makdash in Nekeva to be a carbon Pesach, it's meaningless? No. A Pesach really has a hidden hat on. A carbon Pesach is really a shlamim. A shlamim can be a zachar or a Nekeva. So I think it should have some kedushas aguf. That's what Rebbe says. I don't agree with Rebbe Shimon. Ein ani roas divrei Rebbe Shimon bePesach shemoser Pesach vashlamim. Because after all, there is an affinity between Pesach kind of switches into a shlamim naturally, and therefore, the fact that you are makdash in a keva for a Pesach is not totally, you know, out of the world of reality, because it's going to turn into a shlamim. And a shlamim, you can bring out a keva for a shlamim. Number one. So now the Gemara says, we're going to go with the Tiklan Chadatin's Girsa. It's in the middle column on the left side of the next line. Velema, why did Rebbe only say that? Rebbe said, I don't agree with Rebbe Shimon because I think Nekeva is in the world of Pesach because Pesach turns into a Shlamim. Velema, why didn't he say a comment, similar comment by Asham? There's another concept also. Asham, a carbon asham, remember we had a few weeks ago, we spoke about the chatos mesos, right? The five chatos that they have to be left to die. That's a halacha Moshe Misinai. Vitimna, vlad chatos, smuras chatos, right? Niskaper ba'acher. So in the halacha Moshe Misinai is, in those five chatos mesos, the halacha is that an asham is nitak l'ri'iyah. An asham, you know, you have to set it out to graze, and it gets a mum, and then you bring with those proceeds, you bring a carbon ola. That's the halacha of asham, shenitak l'ri'iyah, yikrav ola. So that is, that's the halacha Moshe Misinai. So the Gemara now says, well, just like Rebbe says that there's kind of like a flow from a Pesach to a Shlamim, and therefore, if an Akeva was Hukdash as a Pesach, so then, you know, you should be able to bring it out. It's not totally Mufka because it turned into a Shlamim. So too, an Asham, Mosher Asham is Ba'ola. And since an Asham is Ba'ola, and we already said earlier that the world of Ola has some Nekeva in it, Ola Sa'of. So why don't we say similarly that just like a Nekeva has some Shaychus to a Pesach because it could turn into a Shlamim, so too an Nekeva should have some Shaychus to an Asham because it could turn into an Ola, which also has Nekeva related to it. Says the Gemara, and there's so much lundis in this line, but we'll just have to suffice in short. Amar Rabbi Avin. No, come on. You're comparing the change of status from a Pesach to a Shlamim. You're comparing that from an Asham to an Ola. That's not a fair comparison. Amar Rabbi Avin, Im Hikdish Pesach Bashlamim Gufo Karev Shlamim. The animal itself, you have a carbon Pesach, a week after Pesach, that animal turns into a Shlamim. Naturally. We had earlier, do you have to do a L'shem Shlamim? But L'maisa turns into a Shlamim. In Asham, that turns into an Ola? No. On Asham, you have to let it graze. You take the proceeds and you buy a carbon Ola with it. That's saying that an Asham turns into an Ola? No, it doesn't. Right? Im Hikdash Asham, Ba Ola, Ein Gufa Karav Ola. No, it's not it. Turn into an Ola. And therefore, says the Gemara, don't make that comparison. And there are a lot of conceptual nuggets in terms of comparing different karbanos to each other. Asham and Chatas is a big discussion in the beginning of Maseches Zvachim about Machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer holds that an Asham is just like a Chatas, they're both Baal Chait, but those two have similarities. Even though Chatas has different avoda than all the other karbanos. Sachatas has four zrikas on the kronos, and you have to use your finger when you zorek the dam. And an asham is compared, has its zrikos like the ola, that is lamata michuta sikra, and it's only shtayim shehein arba. So don't compare, the Gemara says, these two. Pesach, I'll add, Pesach is not just, it doesn't only turn into shlamim. You might even say, it is a shlamim, even, you know, and when it's a Karban Pesach, right? Remember the Rambam in the Hakdama to Kachim, in the Pirush Mishnayos, says that there's really only one type of Kachi Kalam, and that's Shlamim. Within Shlamim, you have Pesach, and Toda, and Meiser Behema, and, Shalmi Nazir, right? You have a number of Shlamim, but they're all really larger category of Shlamim. So to say that Pesach and Shlamim are connected, so that's not a jump. But Asham and Ola, so that's much more of a jump. Again, they're both Kachim, but Ola is obviously all Khalil, and Asham is eaten by the Kohanim. But the Gemara says that is reject that comparison. There are two days, again, important for our sugi here, two days in the Tosfos and Zvachim on Daf Hey Amid Beis. Whether the concept of nitak l'ri'iya, right? That's where the Gemara quotes the line. Asham she nitak l'ri'iya. So an asham that you were menatek, that you sent out to graze. There is a machlokes rishonim. Is that a din d'oraisa that you need to be have kavana that you're going to send it out to graze and eventually become an ola? Or is that a din d'rabbanan? That's 2 days in the Tosfos, which also reflect how naturally an asham could turn into an ola or not. But these are all part of the world of karbanos. We haven't mentioned it in a while, so maybe I'll just mention it now. The general machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about karbanos. We're talking all about different types of karbanos. The Ramban, in the beginning of Vayikra, quotes the Rambam and argues on him. The Rambam in Mar Nevuchim, And again, you might not say that the Rambam's whole sheet is based on this one paragraph in the Mara Nevuchim. The Rambam says in Mara Nevuchim that karbanos are basically anti-avodah zarah, like the Rambam says about many mitzvos out there. The Rambam says that the Orla is about anti-avodah zarah, because the old day avodah zarah used to like make things grow quickly. So we wait and we have patience. And many of the Isra of Achilas Dam, many of the Isurim, the Rambam connects to anti-avodah zarah. Kitama karbanos, the Ramban quotes the Rambam, ba'avur shahamitzriyim ba'kastim asher hoya Yisrael geirim v'toshavim ba'artzam me'olam hayo'ovdim lo'bakar v'atzon. So they used to do worship the bakar and the tzon. So we take the bakar and the tzon and we sacrifice it for to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bavarkein siva lishchot eila shlosha minim l'shem ha'nichbat kedei she yivada ki adavar she yichoshvim kehem betachlis so aveira hu asher yakrivu labore ubo yizkaper avonos v'chulu. V'hine heim divrei havai. I don't like that pshat, says the Ramban. Yerpu shever gadol v'kushi rab alanikla. You know what the problem is? Right, Adam Arishon was created and he brought a karbon. There was no avodah zarah in the world. Noach came off the teva and brought a karbon. What kind of anti-avodah zarah is that? Says the Ramban. No, karbonos have some type of secrets. Noach b'tzeis min hateva im shloshes banav ein ba'olam kasdi o mitzri hikrav karbon v'yeta b'ni Hashem v'amar abav v'yarach Hashem es reach ani chawach v'hevel hevi gamumi v'charis sono michel v'hem v'yish Hashem al hevel v'al minchaso v'lo hayadayim b'olam shemetz avodah zarah klal u'bilam amar. Bilam, Meshiva Mispachos Arachti, Va Parva Ayal Bamizbeach, Vain Daito Atal, Shlomi Menu, Emunos Rose, Vonit Stavabakach. What, Bilam is being anti Avodah Zarah? He was Avodah Zarah. Aval Asa Kane, Le Carvelo, Kim Kadish Yachal Elova Dibri, Rok Karbanos, because that somehow connects the person with a Kadosh Baruch Hu through the carbon. The Chalila, Shalo Yebahem Shum Toeles Veratzon, Rak Shololos, La Vodes Gilila Midasa Shotim, Chas Vishalam, that is just an anti. The Yoter Ra'ui Lishmo Hatam Sha'omrim says, no, I think it's symbolic. Shemazeh b'nei Adam nigmarim b'machshava u'bedibur b'maisa. Tziva Hashem, ki kasher yechta, when we sin, v'yavi karban, yismoch yadav alav k'neged ha'maisa. We do smicha on the animal. V'yisvadeh b'fiv k'neged ha'dibur. V'yisrof ba'ish. Hakerav ha'kloya shem kliya machshava v'ataiva. V'akraim? It's all symbolic, and we should look at the carbon and say, "Is keilu we should be v'roy loshi shabech damo v'yisrav gufo lule chesed abore shalakach mimenu temura v'chipra carbon azeshi damo tachas damo nefesh tachas nefesh v'chulu." The Ramban continues. That's the machlokas Rambam and the Ramban in general. The Meshechachma likes to make shalom, tries to make shalom in the beginning of Ayikra, where he says maybe the Rambam doesn't sound like each of these shitas are, you know, really making shalom. It sounds like, you know, it's a machlokes, but the Meshech Chachma tries to make shalom, and he says maybe the Rambam is right when it comes to karbanos on a bama, and the Ramban is right when it comes to karbanos in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. Ulay yesh lahachria ki a karbanos bama heim rak laharchik avodah zarah milavavos am Yisrael lachin tziva ki aktiu l'shem shemayim lochin karbanos Beis Hamikdash heim vaday lekarif haolamos ulechaber dodim, and to connect the beloveds together. And he brings some rayas to that as well, to that idea. But that's what he writes in the Hakdama to Vayikra. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, my kedun. Right. So we're speaking about one other ha'ara I wanted to mention. I forgot, and that is we're talking about being makdish. These talking about makdish the wrong karbanas for the wrong, right. You're makrav in a keva. You do that on purpose. Did it by accident? So you're makdish it. So you say hektish toas. So there is very interesting paragraph in the Minchas Chinuch. Everything in the Minchas Chinuch is interesting. Minchas Chinuch in Resh Pei Hei, we mentioned that there are many mitzvos, six or seven of them, that have to do with balmum. Balmum. Besides balmum people, balmum animals. There's an Isser Daraisa to be makdish a balmum lahakriv al gabi amizbeach. Right? There's an Isser to be shochet a balmum. There's an isser to be zorek the dam of a baal mum. All these are separate los ases. Separate los ases of, in Parshas Emor. So there on that mitzvah, resh pehe, the isser of being makdish a baal mum. The avavish lo grivam, even if I'm not makrovit. Just being makdish, I have an animal with a broken leg in my backyard. I say, I want this to be an ola on the mizbeach. That's an isser daraisa. It's an isser daraisa. Behektish levad yesh isser lav. Yel hektish levad nemar. Kolosher b'mum lo sakrivu mishum bal taktish. Baal Takdish. And says the Sefer HaChinuch, this mitzvah applies even today. We could violate this. I can be Makdish Baal Mum today. Not a good idea. But I can be Makdish, I can violate this issue nowadays. But no, I guess B'chol Makam B'chol Zman, B'zacharim Uben Akevis. This isn't about Kohanim. It's about my, I'm being Makdish, my animal. V'kol HaKa Over Alev Hikdish Baal Mum, V'yafilu B'zman HaZeh, Over Alev Zeh. It's a lot of shein b'maisa, so you're not going to get malkish. Aval ra'isi harambam shekasef hamakdish b'amum loke. The Rambam says if you malkish b'amum, you get malkus. Wow, there's a lot of shein b'maisa. He says maybe v'ula yaseu kemimir sheish b'malkus. Maybe the Rambam compares this to tamura. Tamura gets malkus even though ain b'maisa. Shezev v'zeh hektishu. The ilu nishma v'torah nevakesh mipiyu ki malach Hashem tzavakosu. Wow, that chinuch is not so common. He quotes a Rambam, which he doesn't understand. He says, maybe we'll understand him one day. Ki malach Hashem tzavakosu. Right, quoting the pasuk, like the Rambam's like a malach. So I don't understand everything he says, but that's what he, that's his, the chinuch's ha'ara. But the Menachas chinuch on that piece, he says, v'nirali pashut. Whenever he starts off with a v'nirali pashut, you know, we always have to open up our ears. V'nirali pashut. What if I was makdish baal mum, and then I did it on purpose, I don't know what got into me, and then I want to do tshuva. I want to do tshuva. So I want to be, a hektish is a type of neder. So I'm going to go to a chacham, about Erev Rosh Hashanah, Hataras the Darb, I'm going to undo my neder, and then I'm going to undo the hakdasha. Does that work? Do I undo my avera? Right? Im hektish baal mum amizbeach, v'achar kach kodem shenilke nish alala hektish, mikomakom, nearly deloke. Says in Menachas Chinuch, it's too late. You get Malkus. You get Malkus. I what do you mean? Be sure on the nether. You get Malkus. Nehida hektesh yotzei lechulin. Even though your she'ela works and you've undone the hakdasha, to lo adif mitam shemdahani she'ela mikal makom alalav avar. Kilo matzinu bishum makom in bishas hadibur hi avera de tehani she'ela. I don't know. I never heard of that. You violate something b'dibur, and then you could undo it later on. Kimo, shvua shavo l'sheker. What happens if I go? What do I make a neder a shvua? I swear I'm not gonna eat this hamburger today, and then I eat it. So I violated. Can I then go to a rabbi and undo the shvua, and then I will then my friend not have done the avera? I've never heard of that. Says the Menachas Chinuch. Hachanami. And then he says, "V'yem ki yesh l'chala ki kan kivan ta hektish nifkal l'mafrei lohiya over klal." You might say there's a difference between shvua and hektish. Mikom makom. Ain't as far a cloud. The hadibur asra hatorah v'ala dibur hazech ayamalkus. The dibur is the problem. That's a chiddush gadol. Chiddush gadol. Mikol makom lo matzino gilui lezeh befeirish. Mikol makom, he says, b'tmura im heimir v'sham yefshar l'shol. What if you're meimir on an animal and then you're shoal on the original animal? So the original animal that you are meimir on is no longer kadosh. So then the tmura doesn't have any original animal that it's connected to. So maybe there he says maybe there's no iser. And he continues. Very interesting discussion. The Rav Asher Weiss and the Nechaz Asher in Bamidbar, he discusses this in a related issue. He says, do you ever find, as part of tshuva, you know tshuva is to do tshuva on my chataim, what if there's a way to get out of my avera without doing tshuva? Like being shoel. Let's say I ate truma b'mezid. I'm a Yisrael, I ate truma b'mezid, I'm chai misa b'dei shamayim. Could I be shoel on my hafrasha? Right? Does that work? Should I be shoel my afrasha? He quotes a machlokas achronim. What happens if a woman was mafresh chala and she forgot to make the bracha? And she wants to make the bracha. She forgot. Could she be shoel on the hafrasha, make it all tevel again, and then, is that called a bracha she didn't tzricha? Or she didn't do that, you didn't do the mitzvah with a bracha. It's always better to do a mitzvah with a bracha. So that's his, issue here in Simon Peites. Ba'adam sha'avar al chait, v'yesh biyadol asakno l'mafreya, ulavat lo ki'ilu lohaya. A person has the power to undo his avera, but not through tshuva, through some other type of halachic mechanism. Ha'im mitzvah lav lasos kein. Is he commanded to? Oh, shema ein adam mitzuva elashlo lachto. No, the Torah says don't sin. V'imchata chayav lashu b'tshuva l'vnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ach ein alav mitzvah lasos ma'asim v'titzta ka'os levata l'mafreyes ma'isa sha'avar. So that's his issue. And he quotes Rishonim. If somebody's shochit shchutechut, it's a carbon outside, you can be shoal on the carbon, and then you wouldn't have been a carbon in the first place. All these types of ways to undo. Most of the time, I do an avera. If I eat not kosher, I'm done. I ate not kosher. I can't undo the not kosherness, right? But some averas, which are based on a hakdasha, based on a neder, based on that. So that could be undone in some way. And that's his discussion here. Again, he quotes a machlokas for the stipler and Rav Shach. This, that case of mishifish chala lelo bracha. Should you be shoal on afrasha and be mafish be bracha? Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, top of Lama Gimel, Amid base. My kadun. Right. What is the root of the machlokas? What's my kadun going on? The discussion in the Mefarshim. We'll go with the Tikkun Chadatin Pshat and the Karban Eida. The machlokas between Rav Shimon and Rebbe that we mentioned before, whether a Nekeva has any Kedusha. So, Hahein Omar, Hektish Damim Kodesh, Hahein Omar, Hektish Guf Kodesh. The machlokas is, do you think that just because maybe there's some Nekeva connection, you know, in this Pesach becoming a Shlamim, do you really, like, view it as that? So, Rabbi Shimon would say, no, it's Hektish Damim. I don't care that eventually Moser Pesach will be Shlamim, but right now it's a Pesach. And right now, you want to say it's a fancy type of shlamim, but it's a Pesach type of shlamim, and therefore it's only going to get hektish damim. While Rebbe's going to say, no, it has a little bit of kedusha zaguf, because after all, it's moser Pesach, it's related to shlamim, and therefore that would be good enough to be able to have a little kedusha zaguf, and therefore oset tmura based on that kedusha zaguf. Period. Rebbe Yeshua Omer v'chulu. Let's get back to our Mishnah. We already had a makar, a pasuk brought. How does Rabbi Eliezer know stam hektish lebedek abayis? We already brought a pasuk for that. So now our question is, how does Rabbi Yeshua know stam hektish legavoa? Right, if I'm makdish stuff, animals, it goes legavoa. Meaning, if you could be used for an ola, great. And if not, it has to be sold for ola. Rabbi Zohar, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, time of the Rabbi Yeshua, dabel Aaron vel banav, vel kol b'nei Yisrael, speak to Aaron and his children, b'nei Aaron. And all B'nai Yisrael, Ve'amarta Aleihem, Ish mi Beis Yisrael, or every Jew, the whole pasuk, I'm in Agar Garbi Yisrael, She Yakriv Karbano, that brings his karban, L'chon Adim, L'chon Adbosam, She Yakrivu Lashem La'ola. Right, that's the whole pasuk. Tell B'nai Yisrael that any person that brings this karban, La'ola. So we darshan, Hakol Karav La'ola. So we darshan everything. If you have Stam Makdish, everything is earmarked for Ola. Next part, Lird Sonchem, Tamim Zachar, right, that's the next pasuk. Lirtzon Chem, to the Ratzon, it has to be with proper Kavana, Tamim Zachar. So, that's the next pasuk. So 1 second. We just said everything, Stam Hektish is La'ola, everything, even Nekevis. So, Minayin Afilin Nekevis, so where does Rabbi Yoshua know that even females that were Hukdash Stam, we have to assume, it's all La'ola, you sell it for Tzorchei Shlamim and use that money to buy olas, tamalomar babakar lerabos eshanakevos. Right? What does the pasuk say? Lerutzon chem tamim zachar babakar baksavim ubaizim. So cattle includes even females. Even though the first pasuk says zachar, first pasuk says ola, but when we say, and then it says lerutzon chem tamim zachar, it says zachar, and then babakar. So the word zachar means males, but babakar includes nekevos. So that's how you know everything, even nekevos. Stam hektish is la'ola, says the Gemara. Isn't that funny? Right? It says the word zachar, and then the next word you say, includes nekevis. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar shal, ksiv zachar v'adamer babakar, that was a nekevis? Isn't that exactly the opposite? The positive zachar ain't going to include nekevis? Why don't you say the following drasha? V'dechvasa ksiv, tamim. It says the word tamim, right before zachar. V'adamer babakar, that was bali mumin. Why don't you say, bali mumin are included? That if you're makdash bal mum, it goes the la'ola, and you have to sell and get the proceeds, right? If you darshan, it says the word zachar, and you darshan babakar to include nekeva, so why don't you say tamim, and babakar includes balmum, says the Gemara. My beinehon, no, there's a, what, right? The Gemara said, what's the difference between these two, including balmum or including a nekeva? The Gemara answers, Rav Amar, shivta dekarka da beinehon. No. You got a big stick between them. This shift of the karka, though, was a type of some stick on the loom that kept the threads separate from each other. Different size. These threads and those threads, the horizontal, the warp and the woof and the horizontal and the vertical, what's the Gemara saying? There's a big difference between those two, right? Just because you include nekeva doesn't mean you should include bamum. There are karbanos that are nekevas. So therefore, to include in a keva is not something so far-fetched. A balmum, to say a balmum is tam hektish is la'ola for a balmum, that's much more of a stretch, and therefore, We don't think that that would be included. Again, an example of a drasha, they have to still use your head, right? Drashas Chazal are all based on a combination of Misora and Svara, right? Because Zereshava, let's say, even Zereshava, which ain't another Mzug Zereshava, except you learned it from your Rebbe, but we've said from the Ramban and other Rishonim follow him, that even Zereshava, not every detail of every Zereshava is given to from Rebbe to Talmud, or else how could there ever be a machlokas about Zereshava? Certain words were passed down, and then the Tanaim figure out which parsha should these be connected to. The same word that appears in two different parshias. Which one should you connect it to? So you have to use your head for that. So here too, you make a drasha to include Babakar. So it's more logical to include Nekevas than Bali Mumin, and therefore that's what the Gemara says. You know, shift to the Karka de Beneon. There's a big difference between them. There's a stick between those two, and therefore don't say that they have to be comparable. Okay, we'll stop here.